Welcome back in the zone. Keithley Service Company bringing you our live fan feedback. Check them out at KeithleyService.com. And I got one here from Henry in Russellville, Pat, who says, Louisiana Monroe beat Alabama in 07. Don't be surprised when they put up at least 24 against Arkansas this week. He had a good case made there. And then he said Missouri's going to give Georgia all they want, and they'll win it in the end. So he lost his credibility there. We are joined by Mr. Louisiana Monroe, and if they haven't named the field after him yet, they ought to. Bruce Hanks joining us. He's a ULM grad.
At least,
was former AD.
Oh, he does it all.
He's on the broadcast team.
At least name a goal line after him.
He named his kid Warhawk. I mean, he is Mr. ULM. Bruce Hanks, back in the zone on the Revolution Hotline. Mr. Hanks.
How are you guys today?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you.
It's good to have you back. So
excited? Beautiful weekend in the Rock, Mr. Hanks.
Should be.
Well, we're excited to be coming up.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. We're ready to get on the field. We had an off week the first week of the season, so we're ready to get to play.
Two things I want to ask you about, Bruce. First of all, around here, I don't know if you understand this or not. I don't know if you pay any attention to this kind of thing, although you guys aren't too far. There are some people who don't like the idea that Arkansas plays in two different stadiums here in the state of Arkansas. So I would ask you, since this is a Monroe home game, do they complain about having home games on the road at Louisiana Monroe?
No, not really. I mean, you know, there are some that would, of course, love to have Arkansas come into Monroe, but that was not something that could be done back when this contract was executed. And it certainly, Little Rock is not a bad drive from Monroe. So I think the fans are excited for the opportunity, and we certainly appreciate that we've done it. This is the fifth game now in the contract. Mm-hmm. I believe the last game of that contract as well. So hopefully we'll continue to play Arkansas. We've gotten a number of Arkansas student athletes on the roster, so I know they're always excited to get to go up and play the University of Arkansas.
And then the other thing is your coach talked this week a little bit, and it wasn't huge news around here, but I thought it was it's certainly intriguing, and especially when you start looking at, you know, Monroe down the road and their conference season, but the fact that they have upgraded exponentially over the last few years, and I think the argument he made was that their current twos probably could beat their former ones when they played Arkansas the last time. Just talk about some of the upgrades there and what you thought of his comments.
Well, you know, he came in and he's got a plan. He's a coach that does it his way, and I think he's tried to gradually increase the depth on the team. And, you know, we've still got a lot of younger guys in the lineup, but he's gradually getting his program established the way he wants it. He's in his third year, and we've got some guys that will be starting for the third year, including our quarterback. But, you know, I believe he's a good coach.
Yeah, let's talk about your quarterback a little bit. And I think the passing attack is certainly Arkansas's chief concern defensively, although the way they played last week, I guess people would say everything should be a chief concern defensively. So what can Arkansas fans expect to see from the Warhawks, especially in the passing game this week?
Well, we continue to run the spread offense. We've got a couple of running backs that we expect to have good seasons that have been in the lineup. They're both juniors and have been playing since they were freshmen. But Colton Browning, a third-year starter at the quarterback position, he's a left-hander, played really hurt last year, still had a pretty good year and put up some numbers that, you know, were up in the top five in career numbers, season numbers for the program, but he's back and hopefully we'll be able to play healthy this year and have a big year. He's was second team all Louisiana last year. He was freshman of the year his freshman year. So we continue to expect good things from Colton. And then on the receiving side, Brent Leonard, second team all conference last year, back for his senior season and plays in the slot position. He kind of primarily a possession receiver, but, you know, made a lot of catches last year for the Warhawks, caught 69 balls. He started 18 games for us. Then Tavares May, the second leading receiver on last year's team, back for his junior year. And Colby Harper, also a starter last year, would be back. Kevon Nilton, the tight end, back healthy. He was hurt last year, and the year before he was actually played defensive end for the team because that was a need. But he's a big guy, 6'4", you know, over 270. So big tight end there. So we'll probably throw it. Jaron Ham, who started some last year, is also back on the wideout position.
Bruce Hanks joining us in the zone. He's on the broadcast team for Louisiana Monroe, playing at War Memorial this weekend against Arkansas. 6 o'clock kick and pregame on the Buzz starting at 3 o'clock. And don't forget, stick around for the First Security fifth quarter. Kind of a unique deal for the Warhawks. And we were just talking to an SEC blogger for ESPN.com. A&M went through the same thing. Did not play in week one. What was the scheduling issue with Monroe? Did they want a week one opponent? I guess if they had a storm issue, I missed it. But what was their situation?
We did not have a game scheduled. It was just the way the schedule worked out this year for the non-conference games to happen where they could. Just ended up without a game on the first week. That was our open week.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. I don't know if that's...
Yes, actually, the second time we've done it. It happened, I believe it was 2 years ago when we played Arkansas.
Okay. So what do you think? I mean, you get the feeling that they feel like they can compete. I mean, Arkansas comes into the game ranked 8th in the country, one of the better offensive teams they probably ever had up there. Is this a game like that they feel like they can compete in, or what do you think the thought process is coming in?
Well, I'm sure they believe they can compete. They a lot of respect Arkansas and know they're a great team. Been ranked a long time now and currently 8th. So there's a lot of respect there for the program, but they're coming up to battle. Of course, I believe it was in 08 we had our closest opportunity to beat Arkansas, and before losing by one in that game. So they're going up there with the idea that they're going to compete on the field, but that doesn't mean they don't have a lot of respect for that Arkansas team.
When the Warhawk coaching staff, and I don't know if you get a chance to talk to them, when they look at this Arkansas team, if you can maybe start and rank them in, of their biggest concerns, what they try to address when they prepare for this game, what do you think, if you can rank them maybe from the most important for a few of them, what would they be?
Well, clearly Arkansas, you start on the offensive side of the ball. I think Arkansas has a very good defense, but known for their offense, and try to slow down the passing attack. But, Arkansas has a good running game as well and a great running back back this year. So they've got to find a way to do that. Obviously, you've got some tall wide receivers that present some tough matchups. We run a unique defense, 3-3-5, and generally bringing somebody all the time, so it can put your defensive backs sometimes on an island, and that's the matchup that the Warhawks have to be careful about.
Bruce, be safe on the way up, and hope everything goes well on the broadcast end of things this weekend. We appreciate you joining us today.
If you can break free, come down to tailgate.
Well, we'll try to do it. Always enjoy talking to you guys, and always enjoy coming up to Little Rock.